with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're having a little bit of fun, talking a little bit of getting ready for Labor Day. We just had Mark Kelly from the Lodge Cast Iron Company. They've got, imagine that, they've reconfigured the Dutch oven. So now I know where Bob's shopping later today. He's going to get online to lodgemfg.com and pick up one of these new.
I took the liberty of ordering a semi-load for us just for samples. It's okay. Yeah. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the radio. And in studio with us, we've got the lovely Shasta from Old World Olive Company.
Hey there.
And on the grilling line, we've got a guy who happens to love Lodge cast iron cookware. I know personally, David Manson from one of the coolest breweries and beer companies in Michigan. That's one of the stellar skyrocketing successes of our wonderful tradition here. David from Black Rocks in Marquette, Michigan, or Marquette. All right, buddy.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. We've been going through the show here, sampling some wonderful beers, and you know, I was lucky, and Siciliano's did still have the Presque Ale, so nice. I loaded my car up with Presque Ale because I know they'll be out. We've tried a few different things, including Pilsner, and right now we're on the Murray Project. Why don't you tell us about your beers?
Ooh. Black Rock's founded back in 2010. We started as a very small nano brewery, and we've kind of been growing ever since. So for the production side and market side, you know, we have our main three, which are Coconut Brown, Grand Rabbits, Dry Hop Cream Ale, and 51K IPA. And you guys are sampling some of our ADD brews since we all kind of want to brew different things all the time. And those are two great ones. The Presque is a summer release, and the Murray Project's our Imperial IPA. They both have a little bit more hop forward than some. Presque is less than the Murray Project, of course, but they're very fun for us to do, and we've been getting some really good positive feedback from the marketplace. So it's exciting to see that you guys are sampling it down there.
So, David, for our listeners that maybe aren't as fine a connoisseur as you are, can you distinguish for me, IPAs are everywhere, all over the market. And everybody's like, well, I got to have an IPA. But this Murray Project that we're drinking is an Imperial IPA. What's the difference?
Correct. So, you know, when we kind of categorize both, regular IPA versus an Imperial IPA, we kind of really kind of make it a standard of like where the alcohol by volume is. And so that one's going to be up there. That's, creeping 9 change. And our normal one is 7. So you get a little bit more bang for your buck, if you will, when it comes to anything Imperial, whether it be an Imperial Stout, Imperial IPA. Those things are going to just be a little higher ABV. So that's kind of how we distinguish those between
right.
the two.
We did just try your classic Pilsner too, and that was very nice.
That is a in-house favorite around the brewery. There's a lot of low fill when we can that one for some reason. I don't know how that happens, but we usually have a cooler full, and you know we encourage our staff to make sure that those go away in a proper fashion.
So tell us about the Black Rocks.
The name or
the actual Black Rocks?
Yeah, so in Marquette, there's a municipal park. It's called Presque Isle. A lot of people drive around, look at the deers, but probably the most notable thing is on the north side of the aisle is about a 17-foot cliff jump. Right into the beautiful, always warm Lake Superior.
Yeah, always warm.
So it's kind of a rite of passage. I grew up doing it. My kids, you know, I made them do it. Now they do it on their own. And, you know, with Northern and a lot of people visiting our area, it's kind of a thing that you really have to experience and do. And there's days when it's, you know, when it's breaking 80, which is rare, that place is packed. I mean, there's hundreds of people out there either encouraging others to jump or doing backflips or just generally playing around. So for Andy and I, my partner Andy Langlois, you know, we were jumping into an industry that was relatively unknown to us. It was early, sort of, in kind of that rise of craft beer.
Sure, you were craft beer before it was cool. Absolutely.
No, we were semi late to the game, but not terribly late. But so for us, it was a leap of faith into something, you know, new to us, since we were, you know, we had careers before that that took a little bit of a turn for the worse, but in hindsight, a turn for the better.
So people need to experience the UP in August and September, in my opinion. Anybody in the world, and people from all around the world, do actually go and visit the Lake Superior shoreline, because it's one of the coolest phenomenons on the planet. There's stats that I could go on and on about, but you already know them.
Sure.
So I'm going to be in Sault Ste. Marie September 7th. You got any ideas for me in Marquette?
Wow, you know, I don't know if it was a coincidence or just you know, dumb luck, but we're going to have an amazing beer fest that weekend. And it's a Michigan Brewers Guild beer fest. You guys have yours at Fifth Third down in Grand Rapids area.
Right.
But this one is very special. I mean, you're obviously going to get an amazing backdrop. We're right next to Lake Superior on the Matson, park. And it's, you know, you and 5,000 of your favorite dupers kind of enjoying and sampling the wares of beers all over the state. It's in my opinion, it's probably the best setting for a beer fest that the Guild does.
Well,
so you have to be there.
I'm going to make sure that my best girl takes Friday off and goes up with me then, because we will see you on the 8th in Marquette. I definitely want to get up there, and I'll hit the pub first, but that sounds like a perfect idea.
I think you're going to have a blast, and it'll probably start to fall into your yearly mecca.
Yeah, and that beer fest on the 8th is right in Marquette, correct?
Correct. It's smack down in the downtown area, like I said, right next to the water and on the big, beautiful grassy fields. And, you know, we didn't even realize it, but and we haven't been to the Ipsy Fest, just because nobody in my company wants to leave the UP in July.
Right.
Right. That's your month, man.
To go down into Detroit. I don't blame you.
Right.
It's one of our months. We don't get many, so we try to hold on to them. But it's the only one that's like on grass.
So for people who have never been to Marquette, Michigan, I'll tell you personally, it's one of the prettiest little towns you'll ever see, and it happens to be on a beautiful lake in this cool setting. It's Northern Michigan University's there. There's a whole bunch of cool stuff. Jop, there's some really cool Finnish shops there too. You know, if you want to get me a present, you can.
Do they sell cast iron?
They do. I guarantee you. Lodge is a very popular cookware up here.
Oh yeah,
we all love it, actually.
Absolutely. Well, it's popular everywhere. It's great stuff. So you've got this. You've got a couple flavors that are unique to you. This Rabbits. Tell me about this.
Yeah, the Grand Rabbits. It's a dry hopped cream ale. And so when we came to market, we really wanted to have something hoppy, something light, something dark. We were, I guess, a little tired of the traditional, like a blonde or, you know, just a basic wheat. And so we really kind of honed our cream ale recipe. And what we didn't like about the history of a cream ale is that over corny flavor that you potentially get. A cream ale obviously has a certain portion of the grain bill that's going to have corn in it, and that adds mouthfeel and
nice
flavor taste to it.
Yep.
But it can be overwhelming.
So
we wanted to cut it a little bit, so we dry hopped it, and then it comes off really crisp, but you still have that mouthfeel and a little bit of that hint of corn in the background. So it's
awesome.
Really fun beer.
Awesome. David Manson from Black Rocks. We got 30 seconds left. Shasta has a comment for you.
Hey, David, how are you?
Great. How are you? I love olive oil too, by the way.
Awesome. Well, I got to tell you, I'm drinking this Honey Lav and it's amazing. I've never had a beer that tastes like that.
That's thank you so much. I mean, it can be a divisive beer. Some people think it's a little too much and it smells like grandma's purse.
It's perfect. Other people But I like grandma, so.
Right.
We love grandma.
Right.
Grandma's good.
We're gonna jump off the Black Rocks with grandma. David Manson, your partner is Andy Langlois. I look forward to meeting you on September 8th for that UP Beer Festival. Give us your website real quick.
www.blackrocksbrewery.com. A lot of fun eggs in there. So search around and hit the links because there's goofy stuff all over the place.
And their beer is everywhere. It's awesome. Try it.
Thank you, guys.
Coming up next, we're going to oil you up. Stick with us. We'll be back.